For KBIA News, I'm George Varney. All 50 judges running for re-election in the state are recommended to be retained by the Missouri Performance Evaluation Program, including both judges running to hold on to their state Supreme Court seats. President of the Missouri Bar, Reuben Shelton, said yesterday morning that the judges' commissions are critical to informing the public about the quality of their judges.
This has sort of energized the voters, and so you've got more voters voting, and they're voting to retain good, qualified, and impartial judges. So the system is working.
Among the judges recommended for retention was Judge Barbara Peebles, who was recommended for dismissal by the Missouri Commission on Retirement, Removal, and Discipline and suspended 6 months without pay by the state Supreme Court. Chair of the Missouri Judicial Evaluation Commission, Dale Dierhoff, said the High Court's decision to suspend Peebles instead of removing her from office was critical in his commission's decision to recommend she be retained. Three other judges were originally not recommended to keep their seats, but all three won an appeal and eventually received the commission's recommendation. The University of Missouri Police Department released its MU Campus Crime and Fire Safety Report yesterday morning. University Police Department Captain Scott Richardson says the annual report highlights campus crime statistics and safety tips.
This is a required report that we send out to show crime statistics that happen on campus and also to send out safety tips for our campus visitors or our faculty, staff, and students, as well as other crime prevention information.
Richardson says he has not noticed any dramatic changes in crime over the past 3 years other than increasing arrests with alcohol. Richardson says alcohol is a factor in most cases of sexual assault. The full report can be accessed online and a written copy can be obtained from MUPD by request. The city of Ashland is teaming up to kick the community into healthy gear. Mayor of Ashland Gene Rohrer says there's been a fundraising campaign to gather support from the community to build a YMCA. Rohrer says the city's Parks and Rec Department does not have the ability to fund the project, but he says with financial support from the community, the project could be completed much quicker, which would benefit Ashland's youth.
It gets our children started in the right direction. Gives them something to do instead of wandering the streets. So the YMCA for the city of Ashland, in my opinion, is invaluable. We not only want it, we need it.
Rohrer says the addition of a YMCA would not only benefit the children, but would be a great asset to the entire community. He says a YMCA would bring in tax dollars from surrounding areas to other businesses as well, like restaurants and gas stations. A YMCA would be the first facility of its kind in Ashland. Governor Jay Nixon stopped by Boonville High School yesterday to talk with students about the excellent work they have been doing, but to also encourage the students to keep improving. With newly released funds for public and higher education, Boonville will have around an additional $130,000 in their budget. This is due to the special interest tax that the governor vetoed, according to a press release.
We raised the bar as a state, and I'm very proud to report that the students and the faculty and the team here and your board rose to that challenge. This school district scored 94.3. Now, that's up 5.7% from last year. Last year's school got a B+, this year a solid A. Congratulations to the Boonville Pirates. That is great, great work.
Nixon emphasized that education was one of his top concerns, more specifically public education. Last night, people from all over the state came to Columbia to preview items that will be part of the state's unclaimed property auction this week. After 5 or more years without any documented activity, banks were required to turn safety deposit box contents over to the state. State law allows the treasurer to hold an auction when the vaults of unclaimed property are full. State Treasurer Clint Zweifel has held these auctions at least once a year for the past 5 years. Jason Sutton, owner of Value Giant Thrift Shop in Columbia, has been a frequent visitor to these auctions over the years and says he particularly looks for diamonds in the rough.
Sell a lot of jewelry. It's actually probably like a quarter of our business. So we come here and look for treasures. We sell a lot of coins and silver, and they have a lot of that stuff here. So it's been a regular thing on my calendar every year for about 3 or 4 years now.
All proceeds from the auction go into accounts that can be claimed by the original owners of the unclaimed safety deposit boxes. The first portion of this auction is this morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn Conference Center in Columbia. The second portion will be tomorrow morning from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Boone County Sheriff's Department and the Youth Community Coalition are once again partnering on a prescription drug take-back event across mid-Missouri this Friday and Saturday. KBIA's Jonathan Fenton has more.
This is the fourth year the Boone County Sheriff's Department has partnered with the Youth Community Coalition at the Prescription Drug Takeback event. The event is designed for citizens to bring their expired or unused prescription drugs for safe disposal. Chief Deputy Major Tom Redden says the disposal of prescription drugs is important now because of the concerning trend of abusing prescription drugs.
Unfortunately, now it's our prescription medication that is causing more hospitalizations than is being recorded for things like heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine, and the other street drugs.
The program has two take-back events a year, one in the spring and again in the fall, at 8 locations throughout Mid-Missouri. There will be 2 drop-off locations on Friday and 6 more locations this upcoming Saturday. The locations are in Ashland, Columbia, Centralia, Hallsville, and Sturgeon. The program has collected on average about 500 pounds of medication across all 8 locations per event. In addition to the take-back events in the spring and fall, there is a permanent drop-off location at the Columbia Police Department located on 600 East Walnut Street. For a full list of locations, please visit kbia.org. Jonathan Fenton, KBIA News.
A Kansas City judge will hear arguments today in a Jackson County lawsuit challenging Missouri's rejection of same-sex marriages that have been performed in other states. 10 same-sex couples who are married in other states are suing Kansas City and state officials for violating their due process and equal protection rights. They are seeking a permanent injunction requiring the state to recognize all same-sex marriages performed in other states. For KBIA News, I'm George Varney.